All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. I'm going to basically just answer a few, well, they're not really questions, but they're statements that Empress made. She kind of has been texting me a lot about things, and some of these are very interesting. So I'm not going to read through everything, but basically, she says some things that kind of, well, they had me thinking a little bit, and she's not wrong on some of these points, but at the same time, like, I mean, I'll just go into it. It's better if I just go into it. She says these guys, I don't think they're real. They have fantasies about things because when it does really happen for them and they have that relationship and breed, they'll be like my ex and will tell me they resent me for being the one that gets to stay home. They resent me for being the one who had the baby, and they resent me for being the one who can breastfeed. I don't really know too many men like that say all this kinds of thing. I mean, if some of you guys watching this can attest that maybe you've said this, or any men you know have said this, let me know, because that certainly doesn't sound like the case to me. That guy just seems like he was not a really good dude. He seemed like he was, I don't know, had some stick up his ass or something. He said, oh God, and a feminist man or a leftist is far worse. They completely destroy every piece of everything beautiful in womanhood because they hate womanhood because they aren't one. Huh. I can see that. You know, there are a lot of these guys that are like, I'm with her and I want to stick up for women. And they get to the point where you think, oh, you kind of actually do want to be a woman. That's why I'm trans or whatever. I don't know. And, the fact that men can just go and look at whatever they want on the internet and be satiated is a huge part of the problem why they don't have what they actually want. She says, real women are suffering because of all the fantasies of men and how easy it is for them to meet their fantasy and how that makes it so much harder for real women to even compare. Guys treat dating sites as hookup sites. Yes, I mean, they do. But women kind of started that. Women did really start that. They were the ones that started using the Tinder and sites like that to hook up. Plenty of Fish, all that kind of thing. They found people that they wanted to hook up with. And this also was really big in college. I read several articles where I talked about a rite of passage was basically a college student getting a Tinder account and having sex with, you know, just casual sex with different people. Like, that was just part of the college experience now. Tinder really started all that. It's not necessarily the men nor the women. It's the fact that that tool made it easier for such a thing to happen. Dating sites are absolutely hookup sites now. Let's not even beat around the bush. They absolutely are, they absolutely are hookup sites, and that's not going to change. Matter of fact, and we'll go over this on the show, but, 60% of men are now single. 60% of men under the age of 30. Wow. And the women? Well, they're not. Why? Because they're all dating the same guy. Because that's the guy they chose on the hookup site. That's literally it. They chose the top guys. Those are the guys they wanted. And they're fine juggling them with other women, even though they know they're juggling them. They don't care. They get a top value man to themselves, and that's what they want. She says, guys expect you to put out if they buy your meal, and they literally get angry if you don't. Well, honestly, I've got to be honest. Yeah. I've had several women admit this to me, that the meal is just the price of sex. Like, I remember talking about this, and women just pop up in the comments, like, that I've known and would say, yeah, it's always been that way. He buys the meal and I reciprocate. I fuck him. It is what it is. It's like I get what I want, which is good food or whatever she wants. And I mean, and maybe she wants the D too. So she's like, oh yeah, well, fine. I get a free meal and I get the D. So why not? And a lot of women, they don't mind that. Remember, there was a lot of women that were doing a foodie call thing where they were basically just going out there and paying or having these guys pay for them and then leaving them and then not doing anything. One woman said she ate out 30 times in 1 month and had all these guys pay for her. And of course, she wouldn't fuck any of them. Or maybe she did. I don't know what the situation was there, but that was it. They were foodie calls. No, I don't even think they had sex. I think she would just run off on them. And of course, the men were getting upset because they were paying all this money for these fancy meals and the women weren't doing anything. Absolutely. If you're going to pay, I mean, for something like that, I mean, it is, in a way, prostitution. And women have said it's just prostitution. I've had so many women say this, and I've talked with them about it. It's just prostitution. The whole, let's go out and I'll pay for your meal. Yeah, of course she's gonna fucking suck his dick afterwards. That's what happens. That's very normal. That's been going on for a long time. So guys are gonna get frustrated and very angry. Absolutely, they're going to get angry. I think there's men here in the comment section. Guys, would you get really angry if you paid a lot of money on a girl to, take her somewhere to eat out and she didn't do anything in return? Like if you spent hundreds of dollars on a meal, which you absolutely can, and she didn't do anything, I mean, you'd be mad. You'd be really upset. I mean, you're spending all this money to wine and dine her, and you're not getting anything in return. Like, what is it? Gas, grass, or ass? Nobody gets a free ride. That's just literally how it goes. I'm sorry if that sounds harmful, but sometimes you gotta live in the real world, and the real world is not a very fucking nice utopian place. It's very quid pro quo, and quid pro quo is, hey, I'll do something for you do something for me. And that's literally what we're talking about here. Okay. If one calls you pretty and you don't act like you aren't that pretty, if you say something like thank you so much, they get mad and start insulting you and your looks. That's a first. Oh, that's the neg. Well, okay, hold on. A lot of men will neg girls and say, they'll say, oh, you aren't that pretty or you aren't that attractive. But usually the guys that go and they call you pretty and all that, those are the kind of the simp guys. Oh, you're so beautiful, blah, 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 blah. Now, I mean, it's different if you've been in a relationship and that's your wife or your girlfriend and you want to tell her, oh, you look nice today or something like that. That's fine. Or how do I look? Oh, yeah, you look okay. I mean, you never want to go just full out. You don't want to full on butter them up because, some women take advantage of that, and it's crazy. But that absolutely happens. What was it? What's her name was talking about that? The woman that red pilled me. Can't even remember her damn name. Starts with a K. I know that much. But anyway, they don't even know. She says men have such double standards. They don't even know what they really want. They're run by their biology, and society is encouraging them to do it. Well, yeah, we are ran by our biology, and it's basically be fruitful and multiply. Why do you think the incels are upset? The incels are upset because they're getting up there, like they're getting again under 30. We've got guys about to reach 30, and they've never been kissed. They never had a woman kiss them at all, at any point. They never been hugged. They never held hands. We're talking beyond, not even sex. We're talking about the basics. And this is a problem. This is an issue. This is why they're all going to porn, because that's there. That's giving them something. The women aren't. Taking advantage of their biology, actually, I would say, and purposely making every parent work so that no one is home to monitor their children and teach them discipline and self-control. Well, that's true. Yeah, the system does that. YouTube raises the kids now, don't you know? My friend's got two kids. Friend and his wife have two kids. They're raised on their phones, on their tablets. They both have little tablets and they're constantly watching things on them. These guys love the 1950s so much. Why don't they just start shopping for wives in churches? The Christian women are still very much submissive. No, they're not. Drexel has talked about that several times. They'd be getting down and dirty in those churches. You got some real shit going on down there. He will tell you about it. Even back in his time, it was like that. No. They knew. Even the Muslim women. What is it? They'll wear the veil for Allah, but they'll pull their tits out for Abdullah. It's a completely different situation. Oh no. Do not let the pious woman fool you. We've been through this. We've seen several instances where this has been proven wrong. You see, the problem isn't that women are terrible. It is that men only want terrible women. Huh? No? I know a lot of men, especially that have their dolls, that treat their dolls very kindly. And they treat their dolls very much like a partner. They don't want some crazy, terrible woman. They just want somebody to talk to and, share their feelings with, especially as they get a bit older. They don't want to deal with a lot of the hassle. There's guys in their 50s that are just perfectly happy with their dolls, And there's nothing wrong with that. It works for them. They can have a wonderful woman there doing everything for them, and the men will treat the women like shit and cheat on them with porn. Huh. Well, and then blame their woman for not being as hot as the porn stars. I don't get this whole cheating on me with porn shit. I always thought it was sus, and I always thought it was jealousy. Oh, well, am I not good enough for you? It's like, come on. You don't tell me that you don't think about Henry Cavill or Jason Momoa. Come on now. Tom Cruise back in the day. Don't tell me that look, men aren't allowed to have fantasies. I know men and women that share their fantasies together. They both will look at porn or play the certain games. There was a conversation on GOG forums. And one of the guys says, "What, you don't think women play these games?" He said, "Me and my wife, we play these games together and we enjoy them and laugh at them and have fun. And, it's all fantasy and fun." Because there's a difference between having a fantasy and having, a partner that you actually care about, And people should be able to have a fantasy. Like, it's unfair that people can't have a fantasy. She can have a fantasy if he can have a fantasy. Man, there's many women I dated that shared their fantasies. I don't have an issue with it. Women should have fantasies too. Men should have fantasies. We shouldn't be shamed because we have fantasies. We're human. We're not supposed to be locked. We're not supposed to be locked to the other person. Just, oh, I'm sorry, you can only be with that person. You have to get rid of everything pornographic. Like, I don't get that. I'm sorry. I'm not getting rid of my games and stuff that I enjoyed, paid real good money for, just because a woman doesn't like it. I'm sorry. That's non-negotiable. That's something that women are gonna have to deal with. And there's women that know. I show the kind of games I play on my social media. It is what it is. They know ahead of time. Hey, this is what I play. This is what I do. Do you like it? Are you interested? Cool. That's something we could do together. You not like it? Well, then it won't probably work for you very well. Some women think it's funny. But that's how it is. Or they'll abandon her for someone younger. Well, yeah, that is an issue. That's one thing about guys. We like younger women. We do. I mean, that's why you have a lot of older men that are looking at younger women online that are doing the OnlyFans. A lot of these guys are old and they're loaded. They've got all kinds of money. Their wife may be with them. She may not be. They may be so old and bitter that they don't care about having sex. It happens when you get older sometimes. Sometimes sooner than later. It's just life. I'm sorry. You can't just, you know, think things are going to work out. I don't know what it is, but I swear, I would date... Oh, hold on. This is a good one. She mentions a good point here. And I blame women for this too, because women seem to love stealing another woman's man. Yes, that happens a lot. We've heard about that situation dozens of times. Remember the old Manosphere trick? Wear your father or your grandfather's wedding ring when you go into like a retail store or anywhere like that. Anywhere where there's a lot of people. And see how many women look at you. Why? Because as I have said in numerous videos, it means that some women liked you enough to marry you. Which means that other women are curious and want to know what you've got and why another woman decided that she wanted you in the first place. They don't look at people that aren't married because they realize, oh, well, if a woman hasn't snatched this guy up by now, he probably didn't have anything of value. But if he's got the wedding ring, then they know for sure that, yeah, he's got something, and I want to know what it is. They'll talk about a guy that got married. You know, so-and-so got married recently. You know, so-and-so had a kid recently. They'll look at him because they know he's got value. Even one of my bosses, he gets around with a lot of different women, and of course, I mean, he may be calming that down now, but he was getting around with a lot of women. But he recently had gotten one pregnant, and, you know, of course, the girls look at him because he's a relatively attractive guy. He's got a wife, he's got kids. You know, obviously, there's a woman that found value in him. So other women want what she has, especially if they don't have anybody in their lives. And she says, I don't know what it is, but I swear, I would date the nerdiest dude who nobody wanted. But after I'd date him, then the girls were all over him, trying to take him from me. I don't know what the fuck it's all about. Some women are just psycho bitches. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's true. You could date the nerdiest guy and all this, well, why are you dating him? Why are you with him? What do you want him for? I think eHarmony is another good online dating site that I've met several married couples who said they met on it. Huh? It is what it is. She says Cold Contact is not dead. Not at all. I think Drex is going to come on tomorrow, and we're going to talk about that. For those of you who are watching this now, that's either going to be... I don't know when I'm dropping that video. I'm not dropping that video for a while. It'll probably be the end of the damn week before y'all get that. That's a Saturday video. Okay, so... Hold on. I don't want to go through this right now. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, that's too much. We don't want to go into her personal stuff, because she gets into some personal stuff here. I'm just bringing up her points. She also says that men control the media, like we control all the media, and that patriarchy rules everything. Well, think about it. You know, Kevin Samuels made a good point, you know, rest in peace, of course. But Kevin Samuels said, all right, the thing that you got in your hand, a man designed that. The thing that you use to contact other men on the internet, a man designed that. OnlyFans, which you use to get all the money from these men, a man made that. It's a man that created that. Everything you got, the car you're driving in, a man created that. The house you live in, a man built that. You know, all that stuff, a man created. Now, women created some things, but more often than not, you're going to find that the creators of most things we use every day are men. Yes, men may control a lot of the media, but, I mean, women do write the stories and the plots and stuff like that. Sometimes it's just a guy, you know, doing the business end of things, and she's doing the creative side of things. You know, men handle a lot of the publishing. I know women that do it too, but I mean, men handle that stuff. Yes, it's definitely a male-dominated field, but men built society. Let's just be honest. Men have built society since the days of Rome. Men have built society since prehistory with tribes. Men, they have the chieftain, you know? It's always been men. Men were regarded and respected for the role that they provided to society. Without men, your society would fall. There are no matriarchies in the world that actually fucking work. Now, somebody may be able to prove me wrong here, but I don't think so. I think there's maybe about one Tibetan colony or something that half-ass works, but no, for the most part, men, you know, they control most of society. And they have a responsibility to do that. That's their job as a man. Your job as a man is to run shit. And women want you to run shit. Women want you to be a man. They need you to be a man. You're supposed to be a man and do your shit. Do what you're supposed to do. Then, of course, she said, now this is interesting. It's actually me, though, too, because I understand what she was saying. She said her biggest barrier to finding the love she's looking for was her preferences. You know, what he had to like, what his hobbies were, and he had to be able to make her laugh. And she only dated white guys. That was just her thing. I didn't know that. I didn't even know she only dated white guys. I thought she dated all kinds of different men. But no, and now you know. But basically, what I'm getting here is me, because that was me. A lot of the reasons why I turned down a lot of the women in my life is because, yeah, I had to like the kind of music, they had to be able to, you know, do the kind of things I enjoyed. And I would kind of, you know, have sort of a balance, but I mean, I didn't give a lot of women a chance. That was my problem. I really didn't. I didn't give these girls a chance. And I do regret that. But at the same time, it's so many years have passed that you really can't, you know, you can't go back and try to live the past. Sometimes life is regrets. What does Dave Mustaine say? My body aches from mistakes. Exactly. It's true. There's a lot to that song, by the way. It's pretty good. She said she was also attracted to narcissists, but you know, that's just, I don't know. A lot of women like that kind of guy that wants to take authority. Problem is, I think she dated these really, like, narcissists can also be, like, again, really arrogant asshole type guys. And they usually don't make the best partners. They can, but they don't always. And, you know, a lot of them aren't really dating anymore. They're not wanting to be in relationships. They've got options. One thing that she said, I don't want to get too far into her personal life, but basically she had custody with a guy, and you know, he was supposed to come attend events and things like that and take care of the kids, but she would find him in bars with these different women. And I don't know what kind of guy he was, what kind of, you know, maybe he had some kind of value in society, like he had a good job, maybe he's good looking, maybe he's tall, maybe he had a lot of stuff that women like. But I mean, obviously he's dating all these young single women, he's got options. This guy may have not really wanted to have a kid, you know, there's a very good chance. There are some guys out there that, oh shit, I accidentally did this, but they, and they don't want to deal with it. They want to go do their thing. They weren't ready for kids, probably. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes they're never ready for kids. Sometimes they just don't want kids at all. It happens. Now I'm going to get into this. Because she's saying that basically there was a video where a psychologist was talking about the fact that men want to be alone and not by themselves. But she says that men think they want to be alone and not by themselves. I don't know about that. Because as a man, I can tell you that, yeah, I like to do my own thing. I like to go off and do my own thing. And I think a lot of other guys are that way too. I mean, sure, you like to spend time with your partner, you know, from time to time, but not all the time. You want to do your own things. And a lot of guys will do that. They'll go off and go fishing. There's a lot of guys that go fishing to get away from their wives. That's what Marv was talking about, you know, in his thing with Drex when he was doing that podcast. Basically, he said, you know, all the guys, they would go fishing to get away from their wives. And that's what they did. They just wanted to, you know, they just wanted some time away, drink beer. That's what a lot of guys do with the hunting, where they go in the deer stand and get drunk. They do it to get away from their wives. There's so many guys that just want to get away from their wives because their wives nag them all the time. This is Manosphere 101 shit, guys. And she says, men don't want to give up the same privileges women have to give up in order to be in a relationship. And she says, it's a double standard. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of women that want to be wives and mothers. Like, they want to give up the independent, go and do your own thing life. I know a lot of women that didn't want nothing but to be a mother. It's like, what do you want to be? I want to be a mommy. I want to have a good husband. I want to be a mommy. Okay? Now, she says there's a give and take. There has to be a balance in order to have a relationship. Otherwise, a partner will feel neglected, and this goes both ways. I agree with that. There does need to be a balance. But at the same time, like, if a man has a curfew, it's because he wants to come home to you, not because he has to come home to you. He says, oh, yeah, oh, well, better not make the wife worry. You know, that's that guy. That's that whipped guy. You don't want that. Yeah, that guy, he feels like shit. He's like, oh, well, I'm home, honey. Like, he'd rather be out with the guys. You gotta think about it. Just like she would rather be out with the girls. And sometimes she can go out and do whatever and never have to report back. He won't say, oh, I need a curfew. Because then she'll get upset if he gives her a curfew. Oh, I need you back by 10. I always thought this shit was kind of weird, honestly. I never got that. Whoops. Hold on. Oh, we ran out. We ran out of stuff. Hold on. Yeah, we did. Let's just go back. So, all right. She says, otherwise the partner feel okay. And what does corporate life have to do with dating? A lot. You're signing a contract to be with somebody. You're signing a freaking contract. It's very important. It's like starting a business. You have duties that you have to perform as a husband. They are different than when you were a single person. You have to perform those duties as a wife. You have to perform the wifely duties. Those are non-negotiable. That's part of the marriage contract or the relationship. Long-term relationship requires commitment, and commitment is a long-term business partnership. Yes, looking at the world in the benefit versus cost motive. Yes, it's important as any employee position. It's cost-benefit analysis. TFM has talked about this several times. Cost-benefit. He even made a video where it explained, you know, what would happen if you hired this person that didn't know what the hell they were doing into the company. Like, you have a company. And you hire this person, and you don't know nothing about them, and you hiring them on, and they ruin your fucking company because they don't have any responsibilities. He's saying, you know, a lot of women, they don't want to take responsibility, and your company goes to the fucking ground, just completely ruins it and runs it into the ground, and then they don't want to take the responsibility for ruining the company. That's what I'm saying. And then she says, a relationship is far different than any employee relationship. Comparing the two is as ridiculous as comparing apples to oranges. No, not at all. TFM did an excellent video on that. You have a faulty view. That is why women don't want to date you. Not your looks. They can sense your attitudes towards them. Oh, ouch. She says, a written agreement is only intended to legally ensure who your children are created by. There should be no legality in relationships other than biological children. Unfortunately, that's not the way the law works. Because, you know, there's that divorce thing and losing all your shit. That's a problem. A lot of men have killed themselves because of it. It's called divorce rape. Maybe that's the reason you come up with to cover for the fact that those relationships didn't work. Maybe you just don't know what true love looks like, and that's why you and others have a hard time finding it. You're chasing after ideals instead of real women. I don't know about that. I don't think we're chasing after we are chasing after ideals, because the real women that we're presented with these days aren't that great. I mean, I'm talking about maybe in the past, when women were more apt to take on responsibilities and things and do the shit, like, what is his name? That Texas lawyer that Nick used to talk to. Remember when he talked about meeting his wife and how, you know, she basically took care of all the wifely duties and he did all the hard work? Oh, yeah. That's a by-the-book Bible man right there. So, yeah, that's... Let's see. She said, real women are extremely simple. Yeah, I don't know about that. Ideal women are extremely simple. Like, you plug in your anime waifu, and there it is. It does everything you want it to do. It's nice, it's kind, it's caring, it loves you, it pretends to do all the things you want. And doll owners will tell you how simple women are. They look pretty, and they smile. That's it. Smile and look pretty. Like, they have to do everything else themselves. Like, you know, guys have dolls. Like, they cook, they clean, they do all that other stuff. They're like, I don't really need a woman. I do all that shit myself. You just are attracted to the complicated, and then you blame all women for the complicated. I don't know about that. I disagree. Men are easy. We're not complicated at all, I tell her. Because men are way more complicated than they pretend to be. And she said, men are the most complicated creatures on earth. And I have a history of wooing both sexes, and I can assure you, men are way more complicated than they let on. They just deny it to themselves and others. Women are much easier. So predictable. And she says, men are knucking futs. Are we? I don't know about that. Man's pretty easy. I think a lot of men here would say that you're pretty easy to get along with, right? I mean, if you talk about how simple you are, you describe yourself as, you know, I just like to, you know, have fun, enjoy life, work. I work hard and I play hard. That's kind of what it is for a man. I like to do certain things, you know, when I'm not working. I don't like a lot of drama and stress and hassle and nagging and craziness. I don't like all that. I don't like to get in there and do crazy things. I like things to work. If they don't work, then it's not going to be a good situation for me. I don't want to put myself in a situation where things aren't working. That's not good. That's not healthy. And she says, I feel like creating a dating profile as a woman seeking another woman just to prove how easy it is to woo women. Go for it. You men are just too complicated and in denial of your complexity to be able to handle a real woman. So you all want super hot girls. Do we? I mean, we can buy a lot of super hot girls at the dollhouse, or you have your waifus, or you have your AI, you know, computer generated, the ones that Jordan Peterson is fearing now. Because guys have a subscription service to the AI waifu that they can customize. Yep. But super hot girls are usually troubled and complicated. So you think all women are complicated? Well, you can't blame the men for wanting the super hot attractive women who are complicated as hell. Yeah, it's kind of a burden, but that's the burden we all walk as men with penises. Dumbass men, she says. Look, the guy admits that there are plenty of men out there that will go with attractive or unattractive women. And she's talking about a Wheat Waffles video that I had her watch. Yes, I'm trying to school her in the black pill just so she can understand what the incel thinking is, so she can understand why we're a little different. I understand what she's saying, but we're not the ones blaming women for every damn thing. Modern women, yeah, there's a lot of blame to be had there, but that's just, but it's not even really them. It's more or less what they've been taught by the media, because that shit didn't exist in my time, and I'm seeing more of it in their time, and it's pretty freaky. But yeah, the guy admits that there are plenty of men. Doesn't that just prove that men are more complicated than women? He's basically admitting that women have better self-control and therefore have a better method of fishing than men do. I mean, come on. If you're willing to put your Johnson in any creature that moves, you aren't going to get the best girl in the room. That's true. You're going to get a hoe that doesn't care about what dick she's getting. And depending on the man, he might not care either. Depends on what he's going for. He's probably not going to try to make her a housewife, especially in today's age with today's women and the knowledge that men have today. She says there's plenty of those bitches, but there's definitely more men like that than women, although I've met my fair share of both. Can't comment on that. A bunch of his complaints are how relationships based on money are fake. Yeah, bitch, did you realize that? Like, what the fuck, do you not know how this world works? Most people care for money and status, but the real people care about real shit like relationships, commitments, partnerships, etc. So, people who aren't attractive don't get pretty privilege, duh. Why are they complaining about it? This is true for all genders and races. And she says, okay, the fact that he believes that more attractive people are more likely to get praise lets me know he has no experience with racism and absolutely none as a beautiful female. And apparently, that's not true. I mean, Wheat Waffles is considered, I mean, he's described himself as a short black guy. And, but it's in the UK where things are different. And she also says, 25 and 26, I've met so many people with more charisma and character than any attractive person to be found. And those people always attracted me more than anyone who just fit the bill for attractiveness. Then I go on to say, the UK is a shit show in general. And she says, yeah, fuck the Brits. Wow. She says, I hate them. Damn. Almost as much as I hate Catholics. Actually, maybe even more. Damn, shots fired. But the fact is that everything this guy is saying is also true for women. It goes both ways. Status matters so much more in this country and every other country in the world than anything does. If anyone thinks that status matters less than looks, they are very well deceived. Status and looks help one another, but take your court case of someone with status and your looks will not matter much unless you're a woman and your judge is a sexist, or you're a man and your judge identifies with you more. Both are extremely unlikely outcomes because the nature of everything in this world is all about who you know. She's not wrong there. So because a woman isn't ready to marry at 19 or 20, she isn't interested in settling down? I don't know if that's true. There's just not enough guys worth marrying out there. Who gave up your independence just to be completely subdued and taken advantage of by men? Especially the very same men who would take your kids from you. We're not going to get into that. They want to do what the women do and want them to remain innocent, like a child that is easily manipulated. Well, I mean, some guys are very controlling. I think that's why a lot of guys want a robot. And more power to them. I mean, I wouldn't mind a robot assistant, personally. I do, like, I would rather have an assistant. A caring assistant. You know, it has love built in, but it's more of an assistant. Like, it not only does all the love things, but also, like, answers email, you know, does things, fix things. Like, all that. It does, like, a lot of different things. That's what I would like to have. Something that would be okay with that, and then you just let it sleep or clean during the night or whatever it does, and it's ready to go. I wouldn't have any problem with a robot assistant. They don't realize that some women play that game really well and play these men for fools. Then they color all women as the same. It's lame. That's true. There are women that do that. She says, this is the kind of propaganda that only causes more division and victim mentality. And if surgery may be one of the only solutions for men, then why is it that so many women go to plastic surgery and risk their own lives? Because they want to get the bag. And how do you get the bag? By going on Instagram and getting men's money through OnlyFans and other ways like Fansly and all these other sites. I feel like this is propaganda endorsed by the pharma medical industrial complex to rake in more dough. Hey, let's convince everyone that dating is all about genetics and attractiveness and that they must undergo surgery to fix the problem. Never mind actually working on yourself and becoming a better and more intuitive human being. I agree with that. Never mind creating all the peacock feathers. Like, dude, if you don't have the length, the looks, and the personality, you make up for it by status or many other feathers that make you unique and attractive to a woman. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can't disagree with that. I really need, okay, the shit about height is 100% true. Tall men, bigger dicks. Women go nuts over big dicks. Sorry, not sorry. In my experience, that hasn't been true. Matter of fact, if you have too much, they don't want to deal with you. Like, I know that's not going in me, no way, no how, I know. So, yeah, I understand exactly, I don't understand exactly what she's saying. Yes, there are men, there are women that are called size queens. She happens to be one of them. Though, I won't say that many women are like this. There are a lot of women that be like, that's not going to work. Balding is a women's issue too. Yeah, but it's not that common. If you show me that balding is a common issue, I'll understand. But I haven't seen many women, even in their like older ages, getting that bald. Maybe they're wearing wigs? I don't know. But bald women are not attractive at all. Or you aren't already married by the time... Excuse me. If you aren't already married by the time you're bald, you're fucked. And then, we're not going to get into that. Well, she said that on the show. Her 8 inches ass. Women prefer white men because white men don't die as often and have more privileges, and women want their babies to have the same benefits. Maybe that's true. I don't know. Women who date based on looks alone are not fully mature. Just saying, I don't know very many women that would rather share a Chad than to have a man to herself. I know some of them, but they're ugly hoes. I don't know. But even ugly hoes are using plastic surgery to turn themselves into attractive bimbo Barbie doll that a lot of guys... I mean, I like that look, but not all the guys do. But then again, there's a lot of guys that do. There's a lot of rappers that are into that. And of course, the rappers... the girls will die on the day... Well, it's not the rappers. I mean, forget the rappers. There's a lot of girls that die on the operating room table trying to get a BBL. It's true. It's a real deal. And she says a lot of women are controlling. We used to make fun of these people who let the women wear the pants. She said, I resented being the controlling one, and I wanted him to be a real man, but he never was and never could be. And she says, it's just a bunch of dudes who were raised to believe they're God's gift on earth, bitching about not being God's gift on earth anymore. Online dating sucks. It is meant to weed out people based on superficial factors. I think Match or some of the other personality-based dating sites are probably better online dating options for men looking for real women. I'll know if that's true. Okay. That's all she had to say. And, I mean, she hits hard with some of these points. She really does. Like, I can't fucking dispute some of these points. Some of them I definitely have some strong opinions about. I'm a man. I'm going to have a strong opinion. That's one thing about me. I'm opinionated as all fuck. I'm sorry. I apologize. I get into fights with... I got in a fight with another man that's it's actually kind of on my side. It's like, damn, I didn't mean to fucking drag you. I mean, he got all upset. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm opinionated. Okay? I am. I have a strong opinion. So, everything I said, I stand by. You know, I stand by that. That's what I want. That's what I'm into. That's what some other men want. Okay? Like, this is just the thing that's going to happen. Alright, so at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out for Grim Rants into the Heavens. And I'll see you next time.